This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Maritime Leaders Conclave and chaired the Global Maritime CEO Forum at the India Maritime Week 2025 in Mumbai yesterday. On the occasion, the Prime Minister launched initiatives worth 2.2 lakh crore rupees in an effort to strengthen India's maritime and shipbuilding capabilities. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the maritime sector is driving India's growth. He said over the last decade, the sector has transformed significantly, boosting trade and port infrastructure.
Saathiyo, hame garv hai ki aaj Bharat ke ports developing world ke sabse efficient ports mein gine jate hain. Kai mamlon mein to wo developed world ke ports se bhi behtar pradarshan kar rahe hain. Bharatiya ports global shipping line ke liye aur adhik competitive aur attractive ban gaye hain.
Campaigning in Bihar has further intensified with assembly elections as leaders and star campaigners from various political parties held a series of rallies across the state yesterday. Today, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will hold election rallies in Bihar's Muzaffarpur and Chapra in the run-up to the assembly elections. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will also hold a press conference in Patna today. Meanwhile, Congress senior leader Rahul Gandhi launched his election campaign from Muzaffarpur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will begin his two-day visit to Gujarat today. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stones of infrastructure and development projects worth over 1,140 crore rupees in Ekta Nagar, Kevadia today. The projects that will be inaugurated include the Birsa Munda Tribal University in Rajpipla, Vaman Vriksh Vatika, e-bus charging depot and 25 electric buses. Further, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of various projects including Museum of Royal Kingdoms of India, Sports Complex, Jetty Development near Shulpaneshwar, Ghat and Travelators at the Statue of Unity, among others. In Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district, 59 Maoists have surrendered yesterday. These Maoists were influenced by the state government's rehabilitation initiative, Puna Margam, meaning revival through rehabilitation. A total reward of 66 lakh rupees had been announced on these Maoists. The government will launch the model Youth Gram Sabha MYGS initiative in New Delhi today. This initiative is a joint effort of the Ministry of Panchayati Raj, the Ministry of Education and the Ministry of Tribal Affairs. During the event, a training module on Model Youth Gram Sabha and the MYGS portal will also be unveiled. The Panchayati Raj Ministry in a statement informed that the initiative will be rolled out across over 1,000 schools nationwide. With the 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, scheduled to be held from the 20th to the 28th of November 2025 at Panaji in Goa, registrations are now exclusively open for media persons. According to an official press release, accredited media professionals will have exclusive access to film screenings, panel discussions, masterclasses and networking sessions with eminent filmmakers and artists from across the globe. All interested media professionals can register as media delegates through the official portal. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said that Sardar Vallabh Bhai Patel is a legacy, an idea and an institution for this nation. He urged citizens of the country, especially youth, to take inspiration from his life to build a Viksit Bharat.
We should know Sardar Sahib. We should understand Sardar Sahib. We should take inspiration from Sardar Sahib. What was special about him? That today, by uniting 562 states, we commemorate him as a man of iron, as the creator of the whole of India.
He made these remarks while delivering the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2025 at Akashwani Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. Dr. Mandaviya said that by removing Article 370 in Jammu and Kashmir, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is completing Sardar Patel's unfinished work. And in the ICC Women's ODI World Cup, India will face Australia in the second semi-final at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.